我们一起来看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音第二章第一节。
Mark chapter 2 verse 1.
马可福音二章一节。
Mark chapter 2 verse 1。
一节过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里。二节。
Verse 2。
就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地，耶稣就对他们讲道。三节。
Verse 3。
有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣。是用四个人抬来的。四节。
Verse 4。
因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。五节。
Verse 5。
耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”六节。
Verse 6。
有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说。七节。
Verse 7。
这个人为什么这样说呢？他说浅妄的话了，除了神以外谁能赦罪呢？八节。
Verse 8。
耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说：你们心里为什么这样议论呢？九节。
Verse 9。
或对摊子说：你的罪赦了。或说：起来，拿着拿你的褥子行走。哪一样容易呢？十节。
Verse 10。
但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说。十一节。
Verse 11。
我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。十二节。
Verse 12。
那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子，当众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说：我们从来没有见过这样的事。同样的这个记载也在于马太福音的第九章。
And Matthew chapter 9 also recorded the same incident.
以及路加福音的第五章。
As well as Luke chapter 5.
这个神迹发生在于主医治的大麻风者之后。
And this miracle occurred after the Lord Jesus Christ healed the lepers.
我们上个礼拜跟大家分享主耶稣医治的长大麻风的人。
Last week, we had shared with you the story of how Jesus had healed the lepers.
好，我们这个礼拜继续来谈主耶稣接着所行的另外一个神迹，就是医治瘫子。
And this week, we are going to talk about the other miracle that Jesus did, which is to heal a paralytic.
在第一节里头记载说，主耶稣进了加百农的房子里。
In verse 1, it says that Jesus had returned to a house in Capernaum.
加百农它的这个名字的意思就是安慰之乡的意思。
And the meaning of the name Capernaum is the home of comfort.
它位在这个加利利海的西北方的一座城。
And it is a city located on the northwest side of Galilee Sea.
那主耶稣在加百农，他行了很多，曾经行了很多的神迹。
And the Lord Jesus Christ had performed many miracles in the city of Capernaum.
针对罪硬心的罪人主耶稣常常是施行更多的慈爱。
And oftentimes when he's targeting toward someone who has a very hardened heart,he gives more mercy.
但往往罪恶却让人心里迷糊，不领会主的大爱，最后自取沉沦，自取灭亡。
But oftentimes the sinners were blinded by sin, and they were destroyed at the end by their own sins.
这也应验了主耶稣曾经在马太福音的十一章所对加百农说的话。
And this had fulfilled what Jesus said.Once in the land of Capernaum.
说加百农你已经升到天上，将来必坠落阴间。
It says that you have risen to the heaven, and in the end you will be condemned into hell.
这也是对于我们现今所有已经蒙恩的弟兄姐妹们最大的一个提醒。
And this is also a great warning for all of us in the end days.
好，那马太福音 记载同样的这一件医治瘫子的神迹啊。
And in the book of Matthew, it also records the same miracle.
啊，那边记载说主耶稣来到自己的城里。
There it says that the Lord Jesus had arrived in his own city. 啊，
主耶稣是降生啊，在这个伯利恒。
Lord Jesus Christ was born in the in Bethlehem.
啊，而且是在拿撒勒城长大的。
And he grew up in the land, city of Nazareth.
啊，怎么讲啊，都跟加百农啊扯不上关系。
So how can they say that he entered into his own hometown when he came into Capernaum?
但是这里啊，却说主耶稣来到自己的城里。
But here it says that the Lord had come into his hometown.
原因是因为主耶稣啊，当他出来工作传福音的时候，经常在加百农。
And the reason being that Jesus had often preached the gospel in the city of Capernaum.
有一次啊，加百农啊收税的这个税吏啊，也曾经向耶稣跟他的门徒啊来收丁税。
And one of the tax collectors in the city had also asked the Jesus and his disciples to pay tax.
主耶稣是以加百农为根据地来传福音的。
And Capernaum is a center area where Jesus preached the gospel.
所以主耶稣说啊，是来到自己的城。
Therefore, he says he had come into his own town.
但是实际上，加百农啊，城里的人呢、啊，却不接待啊，却不接纳耶稣。
In actuality, the people in Capernaum does not greet or welcome Jesus.
如同约翰福音第一章啊那边所说的。
Just like what is recorded in John chapter 1.
这个世界就如同加百农一样。
This world can be compared to Capernaum.
原本是属于神的。
Originally it belonged to God.
神道成肉身来到世上成为耶稣。
God had become fleshed into this world.
也等于是来到了自己的地方啊。
Which means that he came into his own place.
但是属于自己的人啊却不接纳耶稣。
But the people in this land does not welcome Jesus.
这就是主耶稣在世上的遭遇。
And this is what the Lord had gone through in the earth.
传统说啊，耶稣来到了啊加百农的这个房子啊，是彼得的房子。
And traditionally, they had believed that this house that Jesus came into were Peter's house.
所以现今啊啊，在这个犹太啊，这个以色列地啊，啊，他们宣称啊，这个彼得的房子的旁边啊，也盖了一座教堂啊。
So, the Jews had believed that there's a chapel, a synagogue that was also built next to the house of Peter.
啊，标榜着主耶稣在这里医治了瘫子。
And on the title, it says that Jesus had healed the paralytic right here.
那无论说这个房子到底是谁的都不重要。
It really does not matter whose house this is.
重要的是啊，主耶稣啊，能够吸引那么多人来到他的跟前。
What is important is that the Lord was able to attract so many people in front of him.
主耶稣无论到哪里去，常常能引起很多人的注意。
No matter where the Lord goes, he always draws attention.
他不需要做广告。
He does not need advertisement.
啊，他不需要啊到处啊去传播啊。
And he does not need to holler or to advertise himself.
打电话找人了，赶快来哦！耶稣来这边讲道了。
He does not need to call through the telephone, telling everyone that he's coming.
主耶稣往往在安静当中流露出他的能力来。
And the Lord Jesus had often revealed his power through his quietness.
传达那最具震撼力的生命信息。
And he had given the most powerful messages of life.
所以今天属神的教会也应当如此。
So today, the church that belong to God should have the same.
能够吸引人来就近教会。
To attract everyone to come into church.
不在于说你的会堂啊何等的雄伟啊。
It does not matter how majestic your chapel is.
啊，不在于啊你的啊这个崇拜啊的内容啊啊活动啊何等的精彩。
It doesn't matter what the content of the worship or the activities are.
曾经啊有一个牧师啊。
Once there was a pastor.
他针对啊美国 这个啊社会的需要，哎，他设计他的教会。
And this this pastor from another church had created his church through the needs of the norm.
哦，他在他的教会里头啊设立了三温暖哦健身房。
He had established a spas and fitness centers inside his church. 哦，
那中午啊啊这个全啊全天候啊啊有这个 buffet 的供应。
And after the whole day is done, you have provided buffet.
哎，果然啊，他的教会是高朋满座。
And of course, he attracted a lot of crowd into his church.
但是，这是主耶稣在世上所留下的榜样吗？
But was this an example set by Jesus?
我们看不出主耶稣在世上提供这些服务啊。
We have never seen the Lord given this kind of provide this kind of entertainment in this world.
主耶稣所提供的是什么？
What did he provide for us?
神的话语。
The words of God.
也就是真理。
Which is the truth.
神的能力。
And his power.
神迹奇事的见证。
And testimony of miracles.
还有圣灵的同在。
And the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以教会啊，应当要有以上的这些啊，才能够吸引人来就近主。
So a church must consist of all these qualities in order to attract people to come to believe in the Lord.
只要我们的教会有神的话语，有神的能力同在，有圣灵跟我们同在，我们不需要啊说大费周章的啊啊去设计啊我们的这个内容啊五花八门的活动。
As long as we have the Word of God, the power of God, and the Holy Spirit abiding with us, we don't need all these activities to attract attention.
我们就能够啊，让很多饥渴慕义的人来就近神。
We would attract those who longs for God to draw near to Him.
所以我们绝对不能够用啊人为的活动，还有啊人所设计的啊这些。内容来取代神的真理，来取代神的能力。
So we must not use the man-made activities or contents to attract people to come into God's power.
所以，凡是有神话语的教会，有神能力同在的教会，一定是啊，能够吸引人的教会。
And all the churches who has the power and the words of God will absolutely attract people to come.
光光靠啊人巧思。设计活动来吸引人，不能持久。
And those attractions made by man-made activities can never prolong.
啊，再来，按照啊《路加福音》那里的记载。
And according to the book of Luke,
那时候聚集的人群里面啊，包含了当时的宗教领袖们啊，就是法利赛人和教法师。
And the crowd included Pharisees and scribes at that time.
还有很多从加利利、犹太啊各地的乡村，并且有从耶路撒冷来的人啊。
And many people coming from the villages of Judah.
虽然有这么多地方的人来聚集。
Although there are so many people coming from different areas here.
但并不代表说所有的人啊都是饥渴慕义的人啊。
Does not necessarily mean all of them long for the words of God.
有很多人呢、啊、是存着好奇心来的。
Many people came because of the curiosity they had.
是来凑热闹的。
They came just to see what's going on.
哎，那还有人呢、啊、是不怀好意啊，来窥探主啊，来抓把柄的。
And some people have evil hearts and they wanted to accuse Jesus.
啊，但是无论如何，主耶稣啊，都是一视同仁的接待他们。
And no matter what, Jesus had treated all of them with equality.
教训他们，对他们不存任何的偏见。
He had taught them all the same.
所以今天啊，我们对于我们亲爱的慕道朋友，也应当像主耶稣这样的胸怀呀。
So today we should also have the same kind of mentality Jesus had when we deal with true seekers.
今天我们都是有求于主，有求于神，我们才会来亲近神。
Most of us come to draw near to God because we need something from Him.
啊，无论是啊这个在世上的好处，或者是将来永生的好处。
Whether it's the material needs or the eternal needs.
重要的是我们。来到了主的面前。
What is important is that we had come before God.
主耶稣啊，总不丢弃我们啊。
The Lord would never forsake us.
再来，我们看到这个瘫子的表现。
And next, we're going to see what the paralytic had done.
什么是瘫子？
What is a paralytic?
就是不能行动的人啊。
It is someone who cannot move freely.
在啊信仰里头，在属灵里头，也可以象征那一些没有能力遵守神道理的人啊。
And spiritually speaking, we can say those people who have no ability to obey the words of God.
这些人对神的要求是无能为力的。
And they can't ask anything from God.
因为罪恶让罪人呢、啊、失去了行善，失去了遵守神吩咐的能力啊。
Because sin had created the inability to do good.
他们不是没有理想。
It is not that they don't have goals.
他们也不是不懂得要做好啊。
And it is not that they don't know how to do good.
因为罪让他们失去了能力啊。
But it is because of sin they had lost their abilities.
如同保罗在罗马书里头所说的。
Just like Paul had mentioned in the book of Romans.
啊，说立志为善由得我，只是行出来啊，由不得我。
Says that to be determined to do good, I can do, but to do it, I cannot control.
我们来看罗马书的第七章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书七章的十八节。
Verse 18.
在新约圣经和合本的216页。罗马书七章十八节，我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。十九节。
Verse 19.
故此啊，我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。哎，这个就是啊啊，瘫子的写照。
And this portrays a paralytic.
所以在今日的教会光景里头啊，也有不少类似瘫子的信徒啊。
And there are many believers in the church today that are similar to the paralytics.
他们的眼睛总是看见人的缺点。
Their eyes often only see the shortcomings of people.
他们的嘴巴很会批评，很会要求别人啊。
And then through their lips, they are always complaining and always asking from others.
他们的耳朵啊，很会听传道讲道。
And in their ears, they're attentive to the preachers.
在他们的脑袋里头啊，也有很多属灵的梦想。
And in their brain, there's also many dreams of spirituality.
但是可惜的，在他们属灵的生命里头啊，却是一个瘫子。
However, in their spiritual life, they are considered paralytics.
完全无法动弹呢。
They are unable to move at all.
所以这样的基督徒啊，更需要主耶稣的神迹行在他的身上。
And this kind of believers needs the miracles of Jesus even more.
接下来啊，记载着这个瘫子是如何被带到主的面前呢？
And next, it records how this paralytic was brought in front of the Lord.
这可以啊，也可以成为我们呐、啊。立志引导人来归主的榜样。
And this also could be an example of how we can be determined to lead others.
首先，我们看到爱心。
First, we see love.
要带这样的摊子到主的面前来，显然啊，不是很容易的事情。
In order to bring a paralytic like this in front of the Lord, apparently is not a very easy thing.
需要付出很大的爱心的。
You must give a lot of love.
因为瘫子不像是哑巴，不像是瞎子。
Because paralytic is not like the mute or the blind.
哑巴瞎子啊，他至少自己还会走路哎。
A mute and a blind person, at least they can walk.
但是瘫子、啊、却必须要靠人抬来啊。
But a paralytic have to rely on others to carry them.
更何况当时主耶稣所在的啊，这个房子啊，哎，不是豪门大宅呀、啊。
And at this time, the house that the Lord had lived in was not a very big mansion.
地方不是很大。
It's not very big.
再加上当时聚集的人很多。
And at that time, there are many who gathered there.
多到啊，说连门前都没有空地啊。
It was so many to the point that there's no room in front of the door.
在这种情况之下，要把一个摊子啊，能够送到耶稣的前这个面前呢、啊。是很困难的事情。
And it is a very difficult task to bring a paralytic in front of the Lord.
哦，但是啊，我们看到抬摊子的这四个人呐、啊，他们不辞劳苦的想尽办法达成任务。
But we can see that the four men who had carried this paralytic were determined to bring him to Jesus.
可见爱心呐、啊，啊，是为主啊，啊，为人。能够忍受劳苦的力量。
So from here we can see that love is the power of endurance of man and of God.
引导人来归向主耶稣，必须要有这样的爱心。
In order to lead someone to come into the Lord, you must have this kind of love.
要有肯为人牺牲啊的这个决心。
You must have the determination to sacrifice for another.
任何一个罪人能够得救，都是一场征战。
And any sinner who can be saved have to go through a battle.
保罗啊，在加拉太书里头形容啊，这如同妇人生小孩一样，受生产的痛苦啊。
And Paul had described in the book of Galatians as the labor pain of pregnant women.
因为任何一个人归主啊，都是在神的家里头被生出来一样。
Because anyone who had come into the Lord is as if they were reborn in their homes.
所以我们要带领人来信主，就必须要忍受这种好像生小孩的痛苦啊。
So in order to bring someone to church, we must endure this kind of labor pain.
很多时候啊，我们啊不想付出很多。
Many times you don't want to give too much.
我们总是有很多的借口啊。
We always have a lot of excuses.
啊，可能啊，他不是神要拣选的啦。
Perhaps this person is not chosen by God.
啊，可能啊，时候还没有到啦。
Perhaps time has not come.
却没有想到说我们到底有没有为他的灵魂付出过什么。
But we never think about how much we can sacrifice or give to this person's soul.
很多时候我们总是拿祷告来当借口。
Many times we just say, we use prayer as an excuse.
啊，为他祷告就好了。
We would say, we'll just pray for him.
啊，不然还能做什么呢？
There's nothing else we can do.
能做的很多啊，不是不能做什么啊。
But actually, there's so many that we can do.
你可以关心他。
We can care for him.
你可以影响他。
We can influence him.
啊，这个都是我们可以做的。
And these are all things we can do.
哦，所以信心啊，使人的脚步坚固。
So faith had would cause one's footstep to be firm.
而爱心啊，却能够让人的膀臂有力量。
And love can cause our arms to be strong.
愿意啊，去担负别人的重担。
Because we're able to endure other people's burdens. 哦，
我们在这个摊子来到耶稣面前的经过，也同时看到同心呢。
And through the process of the paralytic being brought to Jesus, we could also see unity.
哦，这个马可福音这里记载啊，说这个摊子是由四个人抬来的。
The book of Mark recorded that this paralytic was carried by four men.
哦，一个人抬一个脚。
Each man would carry one part.
如果他们不同心的话，一个要往左，一个往右，怎么能够抬到耶稣的面前？
If they do not have unity, one person wants to go right and the other want to go left, they would never make it in front of Jesus.
而且这四个人啊，必须啊，还要兼顾到这个摊子啊，到底舒不舒服啊？
And these four men, we also have to consider if this paralytic is comfortable.
哦，如果这个抬脚的人啊，抬得很高，抬头的人抬得很低啊。哦，他一定很不舒服啊，简直快要脑充血。
If the person who's carrying the head is lower than the person who's carrying the feet, the paralytic would be very uncomfortable.
啊，还要考虑到啊，这个被抬的人是不是安全呢？
And they also have to consider whether this person being carried is safe.
哦，所以今天呢， 我们啊，在做传福音的工作，也应该要同心。
So today, when we are doing the work of preaching the gospel, we should have faith, should have unity.
啊，才能够啊产生果效。
In order to make it work.
主耶稣在马太福音的十八章告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 18.
若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么？
If two of you are asking for something in unity,
我在天上的父必为他们成全。
And the Father in heaven will do things for you.
我们教会能够那么有能力的为主耶稣做见证，引导多多人来归主。
And in our church, there are many who testify to others so that they may come into church and believe in God.
其中主要的原因也是因为我们弟兄姐妹能够同心合意。
And in order to do this, it's because many of us are able to be to do work in unity.
能够与别的同龄一起来抬这些需要的人。
And we're able to carry these people in need with other brothers and sisters.
再来，我们在这个摊子被抬到耶稣的面前，也看到决心。
And through this paralytic, we can also see determination.
这里记载说，因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶。
And here it says that because of the crowd, they removed the roof above Jesus' house.
拆通了，就把摊子连同所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。
And after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay.
在这里我们看见那些抬着摊子要到主面前来的人，他们的决心。
And here we see the determination of those who is carrying the paralytic.
无论如何，无论怎么困难，都要把摊子送到耶稣的面前来。
No matter how difficult it is, they want to bring this man in front of Jesus.
所以他们所采取的方法很疯狂。
Even though it may seem crazy of how they completed this task.
在主耶稣所医治的病人当中，没有一个人是这样子被送来的。
There's no other man that Jesus has healed that was brought to him this way.
可见这些人他们真的是有决心要救这个人。
So we can see that these people have the determination to save the paralytic.
为了这个摊子，愿意付出任何的代价，愿意想尽任何可能的办法。
They're able to go through any possible way in order to save this man.
拆了人家的房顶我看这个很难对这个房子的主人交代。
And to take away someone's roof is very difficult to explain to the owner of the house.
一定事后还要帮人家修房子，恢复善后。
And there's a possibility that they might have to repair the house afterwards.
那这些都是这个抬摊子的人他们所愿意付出的。
But these are things that these the four men are able to complete.
这里告诉我们说，他们把摊子从房顶垂下来的时候，正在耶稣的面前。
And here tells us that when they let down the paralytic, right in front of Jesus.
所以果然，主耶稣悦纳他们的信心。
And indeed, Jesus accepted their faith.
他们所抬来的摊子果然蒙主的医治。
And this paralytic had been healed by God.
所以这些人他们的劳苦不突然的。
So these people's labor was not in vain.
我们引人归主是需要付出爱人灵魂的爱心，并且还加上决心。
In order to lead a person into the Lord, we must not, we must have love and also determination.
不是说不在乎无关痛痒。
Not an act of apathy.
必须是十分认真、十分着急的。
We must be very serious and we must care.
要尽心尽力的把人带到主的面前来。
And we must give it our all to bring someone in front of the Lord.
这样我们才能够看到主在我们的工作上跟我们同工。
In this way we can see that the Lord will be abiding with us.
最近总会 发文到各教会的传道人。
Recently, the General Assembly had given a letter to the ministers of each church.
哦，再次的要传道人提供良真哦，针对信徒全家能够归主。
And again, to emphasize that the ministers can help the entire family to come into the Lord.
让小弟也想起以前在台湾的某个教会，他们也曾经针对全家归主举办了一系列的活动。
And this reminds me of an incident that happened in Taiwan to create a family altar to bring the entire family to the Lord.
其中有一点他们设计了一个大表格要让弟兄姐妹你认为你的家庭需要教会去给你们跟你的家人接触、访问，甚至做临时布道都可以来登记。
And they made a big poster board of a sign-up sheet where if you want church brothers and sisters to draw closer to your family or to visit or to have an emergency evangelical service, you could come and sign up.
但是直到整个活动结束那张纸还是空白的。
But even until the end, the deadline of the activity, that whole paper was still blank.
可见很多弟兄姐妹虽然知道说要让家里还没有信主的家人能够赶快来信主。
So we can see, even though we know many brothers and sisters who want their families to come into the Lord,
也知道这个信主的重要。
And they know the importance of believing in Christ.
但很可惜的，在这个急迫性上在积极度上却不是十分的积极。
But they were not very active or diligent in doing.
往往都是要等到家里的人重病送到加护病房的时候才会赶快来找传道说传道怎么办呢？
Often they wait until there's an emergency, for example, if someone's ill and are in the hospital, that's when they come and ask for the preachers.
所以很多例子都是在这个病危的时候紧急的特别洗礼。
So we often have special baptisms for those who are about to pass away.
这真的是很可惜的事情
And this is indeed a very pitiful thing.
所以我们应当要多多的效法这个四个抬摊子的人他们的决心。
So we should follow the determination of these four men.
那再来，我们看到主耶稣的表现。
Next, we're going to see what Jesus' reaction was.
主耶稣如何看见他们的信心呢？
How did Jesus see their faith?
没有任何的一个人曾经对耶稣说，主啊，我相信你一定能够医治这个瘫子。
There's not many people that says, Lord, I know you can heal this paralytic.
虽然是这样，但是他们用行动来表示了。
So these four men use actions to present.
带着这个摊子还要爬上屋顶，还要把屋顶给拆了，还要把摊子给垂下来。
And they bring this man up to the roof, take off the roof, and then put down the man, let the man down.
虽然没有半句的话，但是行动就是最好的证明。
Although they did not say one word, but their actions were the most efficient way.
他们的信心是有行为来配合的。
And their faith is accompanied by action.
所以信心是可以被看见的。
So faith can actually be seen.
我们来看雅各书的第二章。
Let's turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章的十四节。
James chapter 2, verse 14.
在新约圣经和合本的330页。
James chapter 2, verse 14.
二章十四节，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？十五节。
15.
若是弟兄或姐妹赤身肉体又缺了日用的饮食，十六节
16.
你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿得暖吃得饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？十七节
17.
这样信心若没有行为就是死的。十八节必有人说啊，你有信心，我有行为，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。这里啊，这个雅各长老啊这么说啊，说信心要有行为啊才是活的。
Here James says that faith has to have action and deeds in order to be lively.
没有行动的信心啊怎么能够指给人家看。
A faith without action cannot be seen by others.
所以这四个抬摊子的人，包含这个摊子在内，他们的决心所表现出来的行动，已经把他们对耶稣的信心给表现出来。
So these four men, and including the paralytic, had shown their faith through their actions.
我们呢，可能只看到这四个人的信心跟决心。
Perhaps we only see the faith of these four men who's carrying the paralytic.
其实这个摊子啊，他必须也要有信心跟决心啊。
But this paralytic himself must also have faith and determination.
在被抬的过程当中，在上房顶啊，还要被垂下来，如果没有信心的话，怎么办得到呢？
In the process of being carried up to the roof and putting down into the house. Without faith or determination, there is no way he can accomplish.
相信这四个人呢、一定也是征得这个摊子的同意才这么做的。
And I believe these four men had asked for the permission of the paralytic in order to do this task.
这可见这个摊子他本身也配合。
So we can see that this paralytic had also cooperated.
所以耶稣看这个摊子的信心呢、就对他说：“你的罪赦了。”
So when Jesus saw this faith of this paralytic, he says, "Your sins are forgiven."
因着他们的表现，主耶稣看得出来。
Because the Lord can see through their actions.
所以今天我们要来求神帮助我们。
So today, if we want to seek the help of the Lord,
你用什么来证明你对神的信心？
What do you use to prove your faith to the Lord?
你用什么来证明你倚靠神的决心呢？
What do you use to prove your determination?
神他一定看得出来呀。
The Lord can see all of that.
主耶稣对这个摊子所说，你的罪赦了，这句话也暗示着一些事情。
And when the Lord Jesus says, your sins are forgiven, he's also hinting a few things.
首先呢，我们可以猜想，这个摊子他之所以生病的原因，有可能是因为犯罪的结果。
First, we can see that perhaps this paralytic is ill because of his sins.
可能是一种很明显的罪。
Perhaps it was a very obvious sin.
让他瘫痪。
To cause him to become paralytic.
也有可能因为他本身就是一个罪人。
Or perhaps he was a sinner to begin with.
因为人的罪让神的创造有了各种的这个成为各种有害的。
Because the sin of man is harmful to the creation of God.
神的创造原本是美好的。
Creation of God was good.
怎么会变成对人类有害呢？
How can it become harmful to human beings?
因为罪一介入的话，
Because once sin has come in,
比如说神给人有这个生育的能力。
For example, God gives man the ability to give birth.
但是因为罪的介入却成为了奸淫。
But because sin had interfered, it becomes adultery.
神让人能够因为工作而带来的成就感。
God had given us the ability to have a sense of achievement through our work.
但因为罪的介入，成为骄傲。
But because of the interference of sin, it becomes pride.
神让人 能够因为羡慕而产生积极的动力。
God gives man the ability to have envious abilities in order to strive to motivate us to work.
因为罪的介入啊，就变成了嫉妒纷争。
But because of the interference of sin, it becomes jealousy.
啊，神让人啊能够从他的创造当中来享受。
And God has given us the enjoyment through His creation.
但是罪一介入啊，就变成放纵情欲了。
But when sin interferes, it becomes our lust.
哦，所以主耶稣说啊，你的罪赦了，这是最根本的治疗。
So when Jesus tells him, "Your sins are forgiven," this is the most basic healing process.
除去了他患病的症结所带。
And it gives, it takes away the source of his illness.
虽然这个时候这个瘫子啊仍然是躺在那边。
Even though at this time the paralytic is still lying there.
啊，但是这句话等于保证主耶稣必要医好他。
But this phrase, it guarantees that Jesus will cure this man.
哦，在主耶稣还没有叫他起来之前呢。
Before Jesus had told him to get up,
哦，啊，已经啊先坚固他了。
He had already given him firm.
你的罪赦了。
To say your sins are forgiven.
啊，主对于啊有信心的人，还要加给他信心足够的胆量。
The Lord will give us more faith and courage.
啊，让他可以显出主更大的荣耀来呀。
So that they would give more glory to God.
好，再来，主耶稣说你的罪赦了，这句话也暗示着这个瘫子和抬他来的那些人的信心啊。
And this also reveals the faith of those who carried him.
不但能够让这个瘫子的病得医治，而且还能够赦免他的罪。不但病得医治。能不能端一杯水给翻译？啊，所以他们呢、啊，这样子把摊子抬到主的面前来，啊，不但啊，那个。看谁 ，Larry， 能不能帮忙一下？啊啊！主耶稣对这个摊子说：“你的罪得赦了。”也暗示着。啊，这个瘫子还有抬他的人的信心，不但能够让瘫子的病得医治，而且还能够让他的罪得赦。
The fact that Jesus told them that his sins are forgiven was a hint to them that not only did Jesus forgive his sins, he will also heal him.
哦，所以这个也告诉我们，今天我们要蒙恩得主的帮助。
And so today, if we want to see God's grace.
啊，有时候我们是光在那个表面上来做祈求啊。
Sometimes we only ask for the superficial.
啊，却不懂得为那个让我们产生啊这个病痛、遭受患难的原因，也就是罪的问题来求赦免。
And yet we fail to ask God to get rid of the root cause of all our problems.
所以只要啊主耶稣赦免我们的罪。
Because as long as Jesus forgives our sins,
那我们外在身体上啊，或者是环境上的困难，主耶稣必为我们开路。
Then He will open a way for us, whether it is illness of our body or our troubles in our lives.
照着圣经的真理啊，人都是先承认自己的罪，然后才得到主的赦免。
The Bible teaches us that when we confess our sins, Jesus will help us.
主是乐意赦免人罪的主
，because he is willing to forgive us。
但并不是说全世界的人呐、啊，都已经都得到赦免了。
Not everyone in the world has been forgiven.
只有那些愿意在主的面前承认他们的罪的人才能得赦免。
Only those who are willing to confess their sins first.
我们来看约翰一书一章九节。
Please read John chapter 1 verse 9.
新约圣经和合本345页。
First John chapter 1 verse 9.
约翰一书一章九节。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。这里呀、啊，说只要我们认罪啊，公义的神必要赦罪，要洗净我们的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
也许我们啊会认为说，这个摊子啊到耶稣的面前呐、啊。也没有向主耶稣说主啊啊，求你赦我的罪。
This paralytic never directly asked God to forgive his sins.
但是他啊，到主耶稣的跟前来的这些种种的表现，决心已经证明了一切。
But everything he did and all that it took to get him before Jesus showed his faith in God.
哦，就如同啊，我们曾经分享过的路加福音的第七章那边呐、啊，啊，一个有罪的女人呐、啊。来告耶稣啊。
We studied before in Luke chapter 7 when a sinful woman anointed Jesus.
她也没有对主耶稣说任何的话。
Likewise, she did not say anything.
她只是一直流泪。
She simply wept before Jesus.
用眼泪哭湿了耶稣的脚，用自己的头发去擦干。
And her tears covered Jesus' feet, and she dried his feet with her hair.
主耶稣同样也是对他说：“你的罪得赦。”
And likewise, Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven."
主耶稣是鉴察人心的主啊。
He can see our hearts.
好，主耶稣当然知道他流的泪。
And he knew why she shed tears.
是内心为罪忧伤的眼泪。
He knew that she shed tears for the sins within her heart.
所以他跟这个摊子一样。
So she was like this paralytic.
事实上，真正的信心啊，必然是从知罪悔改的心所发出来的。
A true faith is one that comes from recognizing our sins and confessing it to God.
一个从来不知罪不悔改的人啊，他怎么会相信耶稣是他的救主呢？
If a person does not recognize his sins and confess them to God, how would he want to draw near to God?
因为他根本都没有发觉他需要一个救主。
If he doesn't, he doesn't even know he needs a savior.
同样的，一个已经真正相信基督是他救主的人。
And so conversely, when a person realizes that he needs a savior,
必定已经有的知罪悔罪的经历才是。
He must have already realized he is a sinner.
那再来，我们看到周遭人的表现。
Let's study the reactions of the crowd.
主耶稣对于这个摊子的举动引起文士就是这些宗教的领袖从各地来的要窥探耶稣的人他们的反弹。
That the religious leaders and those who came to accuse him reacted to what Jesus did.
显然的，主耶稣的种种举动引起他们极度的关切。
We can see that they were watching closely what Jesus was doing.
但可惜的他们却是从坏的方面去发展。
Except that they were doing so for the wrong reasons.
因为嫉妒耶稣，要设法找耶稣的把柄。
They were jealous of Jesus and wanted to find a way to accuse him.
相信这些人当中有很多可能就是从最远的地方来的。
I believe that some of these came from afar.
可惜从最远的地方来，因为心中怀的是恶念，反倒没有办法得到帮助。
And it's too bad that even though they travel a great journey, they could not gain anything from it.
听见主赦罪的恩言却没办法蒙恩。
They heard God's word of mercy, of forgiveness, and they could not receive the same blessings themselves.
所以同样的，今天我们来到圣殿里头，来到主的宝座前，来聆听他的训诲。
today we're also here before the throne of God to listen to his words.
我们如果怀着恶意来听到，怀着不信的心来听到的话，
but if we come with the wrong intentions or a heart of unbelief,
即使今天呢, 主耶稣亲自显现对你说话,
even if Jesus himself appeared to you and spoke to you directly,
也不能感动你啊,
you would not be moved.
所以雅各书那边啊, 说得很好。
James tells us quite well.
我们来看雅各书一章二十一节。
Let's read James chapter 1 verse 21.
雅各书一章二十一节。
James chapter 1 verse 21.
新约圣经和合本329页。 21节，所以你们要脱去一切污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。这里啊，跟我们说啊，我们要脱去污秽还有盈余的邪恶。
Lay aside all filthiness and the overflow of wickedness.
要存着温柔的心啊，也就是谦卑的心。
Receive with meekness and humility.
才能够领受所栽种的道，就是能够救我们灵魂的真理。
Then we can receive that word which is able to save our souls.
圣经一向是很注重人的心啊。
The Bible teaches us about our heart and our souls.
所以这些教法师、宗教领袖他们的态度啊。 可能原本他们是坐在耶这个他们的身子是坐在耶稣的旁边呢。These
teachers may have sat around Jesus physically.
按外表来看，他和别人一样很留意听主的教训。Then
they may have be attentive to his words.
但是他们在听了之后，却心中一直起议论。But
they reason within themselves after they listened.
这也值得我们今天所有的弟兄姐妹做反省。It's
something that we also need to watch for.
今天我们人在礼拜堂里面听到的。Today
we sit here listening to the sermon.
那我们的心里在哪里？
Where is your heart?
我们的心在想什么？
What are you thinking?
我们的心在议论些什么？
What are you reasoning about?
如果如同这些当日的 宗教领袖一样，
if we were like these religious leaders,
这样的听到不但没有好处， 反而遭受损失，
then not only do you not gain anything from the sermon, but you lose.
这些人对耶稣的评论， 他们说除了神以外谁能赦人的罪？
These people complain within their hearts, aside from God, who can forgive sins?
他们说的没有错，
what they say is true,
但是错在于他们看错了。
But the problem is that they fail to recognize another truth.
和他们面对面的这一位啊， 就是神啊。
That Jesus, who was before them, was God.
他们却不晓得。
But they did not know it.
因为他们仅凭着表面去认耶稣。
Because they looked at Jesus as a man.
这是人最大的悲哀啊。
That's the greatest tragedy for a human being.
也是人类最大的灾祸。
It is also the greatest disaster for a human being.
约翰福音17章的3节， 耶稣说，
John chapter 17 verse 3, Jesus says,
说你认识你独一的真神啊， 并且认识你所差来的基督耶稣， 这就是永生。
It is eternal life to know the eternal God and the Jesus Christ that he sends.
反过来说， 不认神所差来的耶稣基督啊， 就是永死咯。
And so the opposite of that, not to know the true God and not to know Jesus Christ, is eternal death.
这是最悲惨的结局。
That is the greatest tragedy that can happen to us.
除了神以外， 谁能赦罪呢？
Aside from God, who can forgive sins?
这是一个真理，没有错。
That is the truth.
但除了信赖耶稣之外啊， 谁能够得到神的赦免呢？
But aside from believing in Jesus Christ, who can receive forgiveness?
因为天下人间没有设下其他的名可以让我们借着得救的。
We cannot be saved by any other name but the name of Jesus.
所以这些民间的宗教领袖， 他们重视了前面却忽略了后面。
So these religious leaders saw one part of the truth but not the other.
也就是他们认独一真神。
They knew the true God.
却不认啊， 独一真神所差来的耶稣。
But they did not know the Christ that God sent to them.
所以这样的知识啊， 只能叫他们心中自高自傲而灭亡。
And so their knowledge made them proud and would lead them to destruction.
不能够真正的救他们。
Their knowledge could not save them.
为什么他们心里会这么议论耶稣呢？
Why were they arguing with among themselves?
从这里我们可以得到三点教训呢。
We can learn three things from this.
首先，主耶稣知道人心里所想的。
First, Jesus knew what was in their heart.
这些民间的宗教领袖，这些教法师，他们虽然只在心里议论耶稣。
Even though these leaders and teachers only reason within themselves quietly.
但是耶稣却也知道他们心里所议论的是什么。
Jesus knew what they were thinking.
耶利米书那边说人的心比万物都诡诈。
And in the book of Jeremiah, it says that the human heart is trickier than all the beasts.
坏到极处啊，谁能识透呢？
It is so evil that no one can penetrate it.
但是神是鉴察人心。
But God looks into our hearts.
是试验人肺腑的。
He tests our souls.
要照着个人所行的和他所做的结果来报应他。
And he will reward or punish us according to what we do and think.
所以我们不要认为说又没有讲出来，又没有做出来。
Just because you don't say it or do it,
但是你心里所想所存的，神都晓得。
Doesn't mean that God does not know what's in your heart.
所以我们除了注意我们所讲的、所做的，更要留意我们心里所想的。
So while we watch what we do and what we say, we also need to watch what we think.
这也是保罗为什么要信徒啊，要能够心意更新而变化的原因。
That's why Paul teaches the members to renew their minds.
就是要我们的心对神越来越忠诚。
To renew our hearts so that it can be more and more faithful to God.
越来越良善，能够信服神的旨意啊。
To be filled with goodness and be able to obey His words.
所以要先做一个神所喜悦的人。
We must be pleasing to God.
才能成就神所喜悦的工作。
Then we can do work that is pleasing to Him.
再来，这些人议论耶稣。也让我们看出他们对耶稣啊认识的不够。
Next, the fact that these men reasoned means that they did not know Jesus enough.
耶稣对他们说啊，你们心里为什么这样议论？
Jesus asked them, why do you reason in your hearts?
他们为什么议论耶稣啊？
So why did they?
因为对耶稣认识不够。
They did not know him enough.
他们凭着外表来认耶稣啊。
They saw Jesus by his appearance.
如果他们对耶稣认识的更多的话，
if they had known him more,
不单只是知道他是一个拿撒勒的木匠，
they would know him as more than the son of a carpenter of Nazareth.
能够更进一步知道他就是神，
they would also know that he was God,
神的独生子，
the only son of God.
或者像这个尼哥底母那样，
or they would know as Nicodemus did.
借由耶稣所行的这些这个能力啊，知道他是从神而来，要来做师父的人。
They would know by Jesus' power that he was a teacher.
就不至于心里有那么多的议论了。
And they would not have so many things to reason about.
所以说他们连最起码对主的认识都没有。
They did not have the basic understanding of Jesus Christ.
便呢、在这个会堂里头做起教导人的教法师了。
But they were teachers of the people.
这是何等可怕的事。
How scary is that?
甚至他们根本也不配挤在那个小地方来听耶稣讲道。
They were not worthy to be there with the crowd to listen to Jesus.
突然占据了一些位置。
Because they took up space.
阻碍那些真正有心要来寻求主帮助的人。
They took up the space that could have been used by those who really wanted to listen.
所以这也值得我们自我的这个去警惕啊。
We must also reflect on ourselves similarly.
在我们教会里头
，in our church，
我们是不是也是接近神的人但却对神没有认识
？Are we also near God but yet do not know Him？
突然占据了很多的座位啊，让真正想要求神帮助的这些信徒、慕道朋友没有办法来接近神。
Are we taking up space in these seats and instead of having those people who really want to be with God?
如果我们对主所说的话、对主所做的行这个所做的事情还有很多的疑问，我们怎么能够去传福音、 告诉人说要来信耶稣啊。
If we still question God's power or who He is, how can we even preach to our friends?
所以我们应当要努力来追求多认识主。
We must pursue more knowledge of Christ.
对主啊，要更深的认识。
To know Him more deeply.
将我们对于主给我们安排的一切，我们不但不发议论，我们只会说阿门。
Then we would not reason or complain with what God has given us, and we would just say Amen.
最后啊，我们看到主耶稣对这些啊民间的领袖对他发议论的人说啊，或对摊子说你的罪赦了，或说啊拿起你的褥子行走，哪一样容易啊？
And the last point is that Jesus.Ask them, which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to get up and walk?
到底是哪一样容易？
Which is easier?
对耶稣来说，两样事情一样的容易。
To Jesus, they're both just as easy.
但是对发议论的人来说，就不同了。
But it is not the same to those who reason within themselves.
你说啊，他的罪赦了，我们又看不见。
They would think,How do we know his sins are forgiven just because you say so?
我们哪知道啊，你到底有没有那个赦罪的能力
？How do we know that you actually have that power to forgive?
啊，是不是在说大话呢
？Are you just making things up?
证明给我们看。
You have to prove it.
所以对这些人来说啊，他们认为啊，是要叫他起来行走啊，才是困难的。
So in the eyes of these men, it is more difficult to make a man get up and walk.
但是主啊。就不是如啊，就不是这样子。
But that is not so to the Lord.
主耶稣啊，啊，他为了要让众人知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
But in order so that they know the Son of Man has the power to forgive sins.
啊，所以啊，他就吩咐这个摊子说：“拿起你的褥子起来。”
He commanded the paralytic to get up.
哎，果然呐，这个摊子照着主的吩咐就起来了。
And the man did so.
在大家的面前就出去了。
Before the crowd, he got up and walked away.
借着这个摊子立刻的起来。
Because this man immediately arose.
啊，不但证明耶稣啊，啊，他有能力医好这个摊子。
Jesus proved that he had the power to heal.
啊，更证明啊，耶稣他有能力赦免这个摊子的罪。
He also proved that he had the power to forgive sins.
其实这两件事情对耶稣来讲同样的容易。
Both are as easy.To Jesus.
啊，只不过为了要让啊当时议论他的人知道。
But in order for the leaders to know.
哦，他啊不但有医治的能力，还有赦罪的权柄。
Know that Jesus had the power to heal and to forgive sins.
所以借由病得医治来印证他就是赦罪的主。
From this miracle of healing, Jesus proved that he is the Lord of forgiveness.
果然呐，这些看见神迹的人哈，神迹的人。他就归荣耀于神了。
And all those present were amazed and glorified God.
但是我们想想看，啊，他们只不过是看见以前没有看见的奇事而归荣耀给神了。
But if we think about it, they glorified God only because they saw something they never saw before.
啊，却没有如同这个摊子一样得到神赦罪之恩。
They did not receive God's grace of forgiveness.
所以今天呢，我们要想想看。
So let's think about it today.
啊，今天我们啊，到神的面前来。
When we come before God,
嘿，我们听到很多的神的能力。
When we hear about His power,
弟兄姐妹蒙恩的见证。
When we hear testimonies from brothers and sisters,
也许我们觉得很奇妙、很神奇。
Perhaps you are also amazed.
很爱听、很兴奋。
You like to listen to these miracles and testimonies.
激情过后啊，我们应当就反省自己。
But afterwards, we must look into ourselves.
为什么在他们身上的这些恩典能力？没有发生在我身上。
Why don't these miracles and blessings happen to me?
啊，我要怎么样才能够像他们一样得到这样的恩典
？What must I do to receive the same blessings?
能够针对我们的软弱，针对我们的缺陷，去检讨，求神的赦免。
How and we must ask God to forgive our weaknesses and our sins.
啊，让神的能力在我们身上彰显。
So that His power can manifest on ourselves.
神赦罪的恩典在我们身上彰显。
And so that His power of forgiveness can happen.
我们求神帮助我们。
Ourselves. May God help us.
让我们啊像这个摊子一样。
so that we can be like this paralytic.
啊，不但肉体蒙医治啊，还能够罪得赦免。
Who was healed physically and also had his sins forgiven.
让我们在灵性上啊，能够像这个瘫子一样得到帮助。
May we, may God help us like He helped the paralytic.
啊，得医治，对神的话语有反应。
To be healed and to know the word of God.
对神的啊要求能遵行啊。
To obey His words.
而且还能够得到神的赦罪大恩
and to receive the grace of salvation and forgiveness.